Clifton High Voices.
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 Yeah! Yeah! Hello and welcome to Clifton High Voices. I am Mr. Pullen. I am the head of drama here at Clifton High School, and today I am joined with three lovely pupils who are all going to be part of the upcoming school production of Pirates of Penzance. So what I'd first like to do is get them to introduce themselves. If you can tell us your name, if you can tell us the year group that you are in, and also the character that you are going to be playing in Pirates of Penzance, that would be wonderful.
Hi, I'm Alessandra, and I'm in year 8 and I'm playing Samuel in Pirates of Penzance.
Hi, I'm Frederick.
Are you Frederick? Are you sure you're Frederick?
I'm going to be playing Frederick. His name's Sam and I'm in year 9 at the moment.
Hi, my name's Sienna. I'm in year 13 and I'm going to be playing Edith.
Good stuff. Lovely stuff. So thank you very much, firstly, for joining us today. We're just going to talk about what it means to be part of Clifton High School's production, how you're feeling about the upcoming production and past productions that we've had. So first question to you guys, how did you get involved with the production? What was the audition process like? How did you find that whole experience? Sienna, do you want to start us off?
Obviously, I was looking out for it the whole year to find out what it was going to be. But I don't know, I suppose I hadn't heard of Pirates of Penzance. So obviously,
okay, yep.
I went home, watched the whole thing on YouTube, and decided what character I wanted to audition for, and then the auditions came about and they were just really exciting.
For people who've never been involved with an audition before, what actually happens? Sam, maybe you go for it now. Yeah.
So we each have to learn part of a song and part of a audition line.
So a monologue, yeah?
Yeah, for what character we want to do. And then in the audition, we speak the line as if we're on stage at the Red Grey Theatre where we perform it. And we also sing it.
And how was that for you?
Yeah, I felt quite confident because I've watched the film before and I knew who I was wanted to be.
Great, great. And how about you, Alessandro?
Yeah, I felt more nervous almost and felt, yeah, a tiny bit like nerve-wracking. I had to obviously learn the lines and the song, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. It's an audition is a tricky process, isn't it? It's not an easy position to put yourself in. So what was it that drove you to want to audition? Because I think that it's human nature to find that a bit of a scary thing, to put yourself in front of some people and, I guess, be judged. That's outside of our comfort zone a little bit. So what was it that drove you to want to do this? Sienna?
For me, it was probably more so participating in the other productions and just seeing what they're like and how much I enjoyed them. So I had no doubt that I was going to do this one as well.
Okay, and how about for you, Alessandro? You've obviously had a lot less experience than Sienna. You're in year 8 now, but so what was it that drove you to want to be part of this production?
Ever since last production, My Fair Lady, I just love acting, stage, drama, stuff like that. So I may as well participate or try to participate in this one.
And were you expecting to get a lead role, or were you thinking maybe chorus, or what were you thinking?
I was thinking more of like chorus member, as I always think my auditions aren't the best.
Okay.
But to find that I got a lead role was very surprising.
Yeah, good. And that's because you auditioned really well and you deserved it. So fair play to you. Okay, so we've now determined that all three of you have been involved with productions in the past. Let's talk a little bit about that experience. What is it like to be part of a Clifton High School production? What is the first rehearsal? What is the whole rehearsal process like right up to the point when we perform? Sam?
So the first few rehearsals, depending on what role you have, you in a room, you're getting taught like the chorus songs, all sort of that stuff. And then as you develop through the year, you start to learn more stage techniques and what it's going to be like at the Red Grave. And then obviously on the last week before it, we have 4 days off timetable in the Red Grave where we actually practice what it's going to be like with costumes, like a proper dress rehearsal, and you get used to the atmosphere of being on a stage.
And did you enjoy that, Sienna? What was that like, that experience for you?
Being at the Red Grave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's really exciting. And just seeing the whole play be put together, like all the work you've put in every Monday for the last however few months, it's just really great to see it go together.
And what about in terms of the however many people are involved in the cast, the 60 people that are involved in the cast, how does that feel to be part of that team?
It's lovely. It's also really nice to interact with the younger students. I feel like the older students can help them because we've done it before and just like lead them on what they have to do. So it's really nice to have people from different year groups with all different characters.
Yeah. And then, so Alessandra, your first year of doing the production was last year. Yeah. How was that experience for you in terms of you didn't know what it was going to be like? You didn't know what this whole thing that you were going to be part of was like. Just describe some of the stuff that happened then.
Yeah, it was great. Met, obviously, because no one was in the year seven, was part of the production. So I had to make new friends. Backstage was lovely as well. Getting the costumes on, the dress rehearsals were for me probably my favourites.
Yeah, I understand that being part of production. This idea of it, oh my God, it's actually all coming together. We can all do this together and achieve this thing that is so much greater than us just as individuals. It's a proper team, isn't it, of it all coming together. And those first few days at the Redgrave, when we are all off timetable, which is a wonderful thing anyway, the fact that we get to be not doing normal lessons, but be together is an amazing experience, isn't it? And I feel that sense as well of us all achieving something together, us doing something special. Anybody listening that perhaps hasn't been involved in a school production before, what would you say to them in terms of being part of it?
Do it. Just do it. Don't worry about who's going to judge you or if you're not feeling confident, do it. You'll make loads of friends, it's a great experience, and you might find a path into drama in the future.
Sam?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really exciting to get involved. It might seem nervous at the start, but when it all comes together, you get really excited, and it's a nice thing to see it all happening.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, that notion of an audition is quite a scary thing. I think it overcoming that and actually getting on the path is really important. It's ultimately about 5 to 10 minutes of your life, isn't it, that you actually have to go through. And I understand that might feel a little bit scary initially, but actually once you go through it, it isn't too bad, is it? Okay, so now how about Pirates of Penzance? Tell me your thoughts about Pirates of Penzance in general as a production.
Pirates of Penzance is about Frederick. He's been a pirate since he was 8, and he turns 21 and he decides he doesn't want to be a pirate anymore. He wants to be a normal boy and find a woman to marry. So he leaves the pirate gang and he meets Mabel and the general and all the general's daughters, and he falls in love with Mabel. And then the pirates attempt to kidnap the sisters, and from then it just becomes a massive humorous
mess. Yeah, that's it, you got it. So can each of you please give me a little bit more information about your character that you're playing? Sam, how about we start off with you?
So I'm playing Frederick. It's one of the lead roles, and I think it's a big commitment, and it's basically about Frederick is someone who was part of the pirates and then decided to leave them and try get their extermination, and in that process he finds a love life and gets caught up in loads of things.
Great, perfect. How about you, Sienna? Who are you playing?
I'm playing Edith. So she's one of the general's daughters. I would argue probably one of the most confident ones and quite flirtatious, I would say. I know she has quite a big singing role, lots of like opera and high notes.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I think she's going to be cool to play.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm playing Samuel. He is second command from the Pirate King. And I don't know much about him, but I'm excited to find out.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited and nervous both, because obviously I don't know what to expect in terms of rehearsals. But yeah, like, it'll be lovely again to, you know, take part in a real theatre. Yeah, backstage, stuff like that.
All the extra bits.
Yes, it's going to be different to My Fair Lady, as it's not as serious.
It isn't. It is a comedy, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's going to be a new challenge, and I think it's going to be really exciting for everyone.
Cool. And how about you, Sienna? Obviously, this is your last year. You've been doing this ever since you joined the school. How are you feeling about it all?
I'm very excited. It's definitely a different play to what I'm used to, and obviously a bit of an opera, which I think will be really interesting.
Yeah.
For the chorus and everyone singing. And it's definitely a challenge because of the singing role that I have, but I'm excited and it's bittersweet because I know it's going to be great, but it's also sad that it's my last play.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's, you've been on a whole journey with this, haven't you? Do you know what I mean? You've been in the chorus and now you're the lead in the play. It's that whole journey, and a lot of the people who are going to be involved with this, especially those in year 7, year 8, might be going on that same journey as well. It's a wonderful experience to go through. How about all the other stuff as well? So obviously I'm the head of drama and acting is the thing that I'm mainly focused on and bringing the whole performance together. But we've also got two other massive elements as part of the production. The singing, obviously. We've got Mrs. Peters and Mr. Cleaver who are going to be helping you in terms of the singing. And then we've got dancing as well. Yeah. So dancing is going to be a big part of this production. The whole performative element. How's that? How's that as an experience? Nina, that might be something that people think, oh, I can't do that. How has that been an experience for you? And how are you feeling about that when in regards to the Pirates of Penzance? Let's start with Sam.
So yeah, onto dancing. It was, I didn't really like the idea of it, firstly. But then I felt like when I first did it, I got really used to it. And I thought this is something that I could get used to, especially in My Fair Lady last year.
Good.
It was really fun.
So you don't mind doing a bit more dancing this year?
No.
Okay, good. So how about you, Sienna?
Obviously, in West Side Story, there was a lot of dancing. I think people found it a big challenge, but ultimately it was really rewarding that everyone learned to dance together and no one really messed up. And I know that it looked really good. The dancing definitely makes the whole production look way more professional.
It's time consuming, isn't it? It takes a lot of repetition. And that is part of this process as well. We start these rehearsals after October half term and we don't perform till March, so it's months and months of Mondays that go into this. It is a big old process that we are all part of, and so I think that payoff at the end, those 4 days at the Redgrave that we've been talking about, it is a big deal because we've all been working together for this for months in order for 3 nights together, and all of those rehearsals come into it, and if we don't put the time and the effort in, then it won't be this thing that we're proud of. How about you, Ale? How about the singing? How do you feel about all that?
So I wasn't at first, like My Fair Lady, I didn't have the best voice, but I didn't really feel that confident in My Fair Lady to sing. But in this year, I hope I can bring singing forward so I can improve a lot more. And yeah,
I'm sure you will. I have absolute every faith in you, in all of you. I'm super proud of what we achieved together. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I love the fact that the whole school gets behind it. We had nearly 900 audience members come last year, and I'm hoping for similar numbers for this year as well. It's a privilege to be part of it. I'm really excited about this as an experience. And we're a long way away from it at the moment, and it does feel like at the very beginning of the process. And it's going to be a lot of hard work, in addition to all your studies and all that kind of thing. So for those, just as a kind of a final message to those people who are perhaps on the fence and might think, it's a huge commitment. I've got loads of other stuff on. I do loads of sport, all my studies and stuff. I really want to take that seriously. Why is it that they should get involved in the production? How is it that you guys have managed it in the past, in addition to everything else that's going on in the school day? Sienna, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'm obviously taking my A-level, so I do have a lot of work and revision to do. But I would say that life doesn't necessarily revolve around your exams, and if you enjoy something and it makes you happy, then you just have to learn to organise your time so that you can participate in the production and also learn to do your homework, etc. But I think that giving up one Monday until, I would say, February, it's not going to be detrimental to your workload.
I would have to agree. And I know Mr. Bennett agrees as well. He talks about it a lot in terms of, especially those crunch years, year 11, year 13, but it's not a reason to not get involved. What about you, Sam? How have you managed it in terms of, because I know you do all the sport and all those kind of things as well.
Yeah, I think I've learned to really organise myself, and I think that's a good skill to learn. And I felt like I'm now able to get my homework and sports fit in around other things that I like to do, such as production and social life.
Yeah, great. And how about you, Alessandro? How was it for you last year as an 11-year-old boy coming into this experience? How did you manage it all?
Yeah, it obviously took a lot of organising and planning in terms of homework, etc. But I think I've learned how to organise myself with schoolwork and take part in a production.
Cool. And just as a final message to those people who are listening, was it worth it? Is it worth being part of this production?
It's absolutely worth it. I think it's a great experience. It's really like affects you when you're older in a really good way. Gives you a really positive attitude and mindset when you're older.
Yeah, it's a great experience. It's great to put on your personal statement as well. And it's also really rewarding when you go home afterwards and your parents are really proud of you and your family come and watch and your friends and everyone's just in awe of what you can actually do. No one expects you to be talented on stage.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it because if you're in the first year of the production, you might discover you love drama and you would have a hidden talent of some sort and you can continue to do it. It also impacts your social life a lot.
So. Yeah, I think that's true. The friends that you meet through the production, the relationships that you build can last your whole school life and even past that. You know, that's certainly the experience that I had. Obviously, I'm a drama teacher, but some of my best friends are people that I was at school with and was part of the school production. So thank you very much for the three of you joining me today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your time and I appreciate all the hours that I know that you are going to be putting in to making this production a great production. But thank you very much.
Clifton High Voices.
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 Yeah!